Lowe's knows to bring your vision to life, it's important to find the right color. That's why Mylowe's Rewards members get a free Valspar paint or exterior stain sample to test your look to confidently refresh your space. Offer valid in-store only 87 to 820. Limit one per customer while supplies last. Discount taken in time of purchase. See associate for details. Rewards program subject to terms and conditions. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.
Red Knight is on. Hey, welcome back to the Shane and I Show. My name is Shane.
My name's Max, and slats are bats with hats.
Slats? Is that Dr. Seuss?
Could be.
That sounds like a Dr. Seuss creature. A slat.
A slat. It's a bat with a hat.
Yeah, it sounds like a Dr. Seuss thing.
Absolutely.
Always get me with those. Hey, this is the podcast about nothing.
That makes you think of something.
And if you're listening to this right now, you probably heard at the beginning of this that there is an ad.
There's an ad.
So we're letting you know we have ads on the show now.
Yeah.
Don't get off. We've been a podcast for how long?
Many moons.
Yes. We've been a podcast for many moons, and I've tried to keep this thing ad free for as long as I could. Just can't do it anymore.
Yeah. It's not free to have one of these things.
Yeah.
So.
And it helps. All the money from the ads will go back into the show. So,
yeah.
That way I don't have to harass you people for money anymore. You know what I mean?
We should still harass them for money.
If you want any information on our other sponsors, such as Black Label Supplements or RSS.com, you can go to our website, ShaneAndIShow.com. We have all that stuff on our website. So just go check out the website.
Nice.
And if you sign up on the email list on that website, when these episodes come out, they get directly emailed to your inbox.
Hell yeah.
No searching for them, no nothing.
Straight to, and then you'll have it.
Yes, you'll be one of the first.
That was exciting.
Yeah. Such a buildup, and there comes Metal Max.
Yeah, yeah.
So we tried to keep this thing ad-free as long as we could, and you know, we got to play ads now.
Yeah, your stingy ass has forced us into it.
I wouldn't say that, but
I would. I would. You fucking people. We love our listeners, you fucking stingy asses. We love you.
If you want these ad free, we'll figure out something. Maybe we could put them on the website ad free, but you'd have to pay a subscription for that.
Yeah.
We'll figure out something.
Give us a minute to figure that. Email us to see if there's even
ShaneAndIShow.com.
Yeah, do it.
Anyway, so we're back. It's a brand new proper episode.
It is. We survived the tsunami.
We did. We did. Everybody got so freaked out. Sorry to laugh, but everybody got so freaked out about that.
Yeah, dude, this thing happened on the opposite side of the Pacific Ocean.
Russia.
Yeah, Russia. And granted, an 8.4 or whatever earthquake, it's a big one.
Yeah.
Like, it's a really big earthquake.
Yeah. But that was the size of the San Francisco earthquake, the Bay one.
The 89 earthquake was a 7.0.
Really?
So an 8.4 is 14 times bigger than that.
Dude, that did so much damage, too.
Yeah.
Imagine how damaged Russia is.
Not at all. Do you know what's in that part off the coast of Kamchatka?
Snow?
No. A lot of trees. And like walruses, maybe?
Oh.
Yeah. And fish.
So wait. The 8.whatever earthquake was like pretty much in the middle of nowhere Russia then.
It was off the coast of the middle of nowhere, Russia.
And so everybody was freaking out that a big wave was going to come from the middle of nowhere, Russia.
Yeah. All the way across the Pacific Ocean.
All the way across the Pacific Ocean.
The largest body of water in the world.
Yes. And just swallow us up.
4,000 miles and swallow us all up. And let me tell you something about tsunamis. If you're like really close to where the wave started,
right,
it's a lot bigger than if you're 3,000 or 4,000 miles away from it.
I would imagine.
Yeah. So we got roughly a 1-foot jostle
right
here on the West Coast.
Right.
It was just a bit of a splash and probably jostle.
Probably got some good surf that day.
I doubt even that. I truly do. But I had hoped maybe, because I'm a rock hound, I had hoped maybe it had
got you some good rocks.
Like jumbled up some good rocks onto the coast.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so I went to like a jade beach where you can find jade.
Right.
And I'm like, oh yeah, it's jade day.
Nothing?
Nothing. Fuck, I mean a couple little pieces.
Dude, but people had like...
It was honestly the worst jade day I've had at that beach.
People like in like so far inland were getting all freaked out about it. Like I'm talking like give me a good inland town.
Gilroy.
People like Gilroy were getting all freaked out about it.
Yeah.
It's like, dude, you're in Gilroy.
You're in, there's a literal mountain range between you and the ocean.
You're going to be okay.
It's going to be fine.
I understand people in Santa Cruz getting worried.
Yeah.
Because you're right there on the water.
Yeah. The last tsunami damaged a dock.
Yeah.
So, you know, they're really traumatized from that.
Santa Cruz is such a weird place, man.
Santa Cruz is a weird place. It's such a
weird place. You know what Santa Cruz is like to me?
What?
What I think Santa Cruz is like, it's where it's like all the people from like that are too weird for Portland, they go to Santa Cruz.
I think that's where all the... Yeah, no, that works. I don't think too weird for Portland, but all the people that are too oh God, what's the word I'm looking for?
Poor?
No, because Santa Cruz is also expensive as fuck.
It is. They have a big homeless population too.
They do, because they have really great services and reasonable weather. But like anybody who's too dirty for Portland. Goes to Santa
That's
Cruz.
That's the correct way to say that.
And so...
I don't know. Yeah. Portland's kind of a... I've seen some pretty dirty people in Portland.
Oh, me too. But it's a fancy sneaker town.
Yeah, it is.
You have to have some level of something if you're going to live in Portland. Also, just with the amount of rain...
God, I would hate that.
Yeah, man.
That's why I'll never live in Portland. I'll never live in Seattle. I couldn't deal with it.
I won't live there because I have a nice place to live here in goddamn wine country where it's beautiful all the time.
All the time. All the time. So I was thinking, I got something I was thinking about.
Yeah. Tell me.
I want to play a little game or maybe have a little topic of conversation.
All right.
Called, do people really like that?
Yes, they do.
Well, you don't know what I'm going to say.
Oh, okay.
I have a few things. I'm going to work up to the two I was actually thinking of. But we were talking about it a little bit before we started. Like, do people really like anchovies on pizza?
I like anchovies on pizza.
Why?
Okay. Because they're a tasty, salty, delicious little protein treat.
They're gross.
And you drape one over a slice of pizza.
But yeah, but you don't get them like baked in the pizza.
You put it on top. It goes on top of the pizza.
I've seen it come on as a topping on pizza.
Yeah, on a topping. That's what you do with pizzas. You put toppings on them.
Yes.
And it's a topping on the pizza.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's gross.
It's tight. It is tasty, dude. A full, like, anchovy filet. All right. Or no, anchovies don't come in filets. It's like the whole goddamn fish.
Right.
But you just, like, put it there from nose tasting the point, tail facing the crust.
You're not going to sell me on it, dude.
And just nom, 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 nom.
You're not going to sell me on it.
On a pizza with like pepperoni and olives and mushrooms.
See, that's another thing.
Oh, yeah.
Olives on pizza. Come on.
Delightful.
Mushrooms I get. Mushrooms are delicious on pizza.
Olives. Another delicious, tasty little treat. Tasty, salty, yummy little something.
I could kind of go with olives on some things, but not like overdo the olives.
Some people don't like black olives. My wife doesn't like them because they remind her of little dead millipedes.
Well, that would make sense because your mom, your wife is, she's seen all that kind of stuff.
She has.
Because of her line of work.
I don't know how many millipedes she sees on her patients. Like, I don't know how many patients come in and it's like, it's just covered in dead millipedes and we don't know what to do.
That would probably freak her out, wouldn't it?
She would probably think it was really cool, actually.
Yeah.
If they were alive, that would be a different story.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Do people really like it? See, what got me started was I seen this whole thing online recently about Smash Mouth, the band.
Somebody once told me.
Yeah. And for some reason, they seem to get a lot of fucking hate on the interweb.
Yeah.
Which leads me to believe.
Mm-hmm. Wait, like today they're getting hate on the internet?
Even though like the singer's dead and like, you know.
He just died last year.
Yeah.
I mean, give him a little like.
They get so much hate on the internet, dude. It's not even funny. And their songs are so. They're like. I don't personally like them.
I mean, they're pretty basic, but they got some that you could groove to.
But their songs are popular. Their songs are positive. You know what I mean?
They're positive. They're popular as shit for a couple
years. See, that's the thing. The thing that I think, I don't really think people like it. I think that's why people think, that's why I think people don't like it is because.
Some people have a natural dislike of popular things.
Yeah. Because they got so popular so quick.
Yeah.
They think it was an industry plant.
Yeah. A lot of people like Blues Traveler was really popular.
That's another one, dude.
In the jam band scene. Yeah. And they're great fucking musicians, right?
Right.
But here's the thing. The second they had that one hit album.
Yeah.
Everybody's like, they're sellouts.
But you never see.
If you listen to that shit, that is fly fucking music, man.
I don't listen to Blues Traveler. They just got too much for me. They were played all the time.
They were played way too much. Like two songs of theirs.
Yeah. It's just, I was thinking about a lot of those bands like that, like Blues Traveler, like Smash Mouth. Like, did people, because you never see like bands people really love.
Mm-hmm.
Like, bands people really love, you always see like a bumper sticker, right? Like a Tool bumper sticker.
Yeah.
Like, I may not personally, I mean, I like Tool's music. I may not personally like people that like Tool. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But you see a lot of Tool's bumper stickers. Metallica, you see Metallica bumper stickers. You know what I mean? You don't see Smash Mouth pickers. Bumper stickers.
No.
You don't see Blues Traveler stickers.
No.
Right?
No, not so
much. Nobody's getting in line for a Blues Traveler concert
the night before. In all fairness, like the lead, like the front men for both those bands are dead. So they're not like active, right?
Let me find somebody that's alive.
Okay.
Let me find a why. Sugar Ray. Yes.
Sugar Ray. Yes. I just want to fly.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes. And you don't see a lot of Sugar Ray bumper stickers.
You don't.
And they were fucked. Like at the same time as Smash Mouth, man. And Blues Traveler.
Yes.
Sugar Ray was fucking huge.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think people actually liked them though.
I knew because I was in middle school at the time.
Right.
And I went.
That's what it was. Their audience was middle school kids.
And I went, well, no, not middle school kids, middle school girls. The girls fucking loved Sugar Ray. Sugar Ray was catnip to a 14-year-old girl.
It just blows my mind, right? Because it looked like bands like that, they were so big for a minute. And then you're like, oh, yeah, I bet those guys weren't even like people. Like, you ask your buddy, like, hey, how'd you feel about Sugar Ray? And they're like, oh, dude, fuck those guys. Like, those guys were horrible. And then you find out something like you just mentioned, like, oh, yeah, back in eighth grade, I was like a huge fan.
I was never a fan of Sugar Ray. But now today, if a Sugar Ray song comes on,
right,
I will find myself like really jamming out to it. This 30 years later, right?
Right.
I'll find myself really fucking jamming out to it if it comes on the radio. And I'll be like, oh, man, these guys, wait a second, these guys were lame. Why am I jamming out this hard?
Yeah.
And it turns out the reason is that they actually had some good, like music.
Yeah, but I don't think people actually liked them, though. Besides 14-year-old kids.
No, not kids, girls.
Girls.
Yeah, thank you.
I don't think, like, I've never met somebody that was like, oh, dude, I went to this Sugar Ray concert the other night. It was fucking fantastic. Like, I've never met somebody that's like said, I've been to a Sugar Ray concert before, like an adult.
Certainly not a recent one.
They're still around.
You know who else is still around and still has a following?
Who's that?
And you will sometimes see like a sticker, a t-shirt or something. Fucking Hanson.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
I know. It's those loyal teenage girls, dude. They all grew up and got money.
Here's the thing, though. Have you listened to any of their newer music?
I've heard it. I heard one of their songs. It's actually pretty good.
It's pretty good. Yeah.
I'm not like a pop guy. Yeah. Not really a pop guy.
Well, they're not really a pop band. They're more like chill rock.
You give me some good old 80s thrash metal, some good old death metal.
Yeah.
I'm in.
Yeah. There's not, again, it's hard to find a show for that these days. Ozzy just died.
Yeah, I know.
That's a loss.
I think that might have, because you see people to this day that have been like Ozzy fans from the time they were like I consider myself like from the time I was like maybe 13 years old, I'm 50 something.
Me too.
I've been an Ozzy fan or a Black Sabbath fan like pretty much my whole life.
Yeah.
Kiss the same way. Like I don't get into all the merchandise or anything like that, but the first band I think I ever got into was Kiss. Mm-hmm. Like blood, makeup, all that stuff.
For me, it was like one of my big first bands was Black Sabbath.
Yeah.
And then I was like, wait a second, Ozzy had a whole solo career after that?
Yeah.
And that was great.
For me, yeah. So it's weird when I see bands like Sugar Ray or see that bands like that. What was another band that was like that? There was a bunch of them back in the early 2000s.
Yeah, the 90s and the early 2000s. Yeah, it's lousy with them, man.
Well, I could start naming them off. There was a band, Seven Mary Three.
Never heard of it.
They had a song called Cumbersome, Collective Soul.
I remember the name Collective Soul.
Yeah.
Fucking Hootie and the Blowfish.
Hootie and the Blowfish. But the guy from Hootie and the Blowfish, who's not named Hootie.
No, it was
Darius.
Darius, yeah.
Had a very successful country music career.
I believe it.
There was Hootie and the Blowfish. There's all those bands that were like, you're like, you think back on it now and you're like, was that just shoved down our throats or did people actually like really enjoy that stuff? That's kind of what I was saying. Like, do people actually really enjoy that or was it shoved down our throats by MTV at the time?
I don't know. Remember the Dave Matthews Band? And they were around for a long time.
Yeah, they got so annoying. Every song sounded, it was like,
yeah. and just if you could hear the Birkenstocks clacking down the hall, you're like, God damn it, I swear to God, if this guy starts playing Dave Matthews, if he brings a guitar, I'm out of here.
Some dude in Birkenstocks,
yeah.
A wool fucking beanie with shorts and a fucking thermal and a thermal sweatshirt underneath, his t-shirt
yeah.
over top. Just walking down the hall going, I don't know any Dave Matthews songs, but that's what he sounds like.
You got it, man.
They all sound the same. They're like, Dave, we need a song. And he's like, okay, here we go.
Fucking spot on Dave Matthews.
Fucking Dave Matthews. Oh, man, fucking Dave Matthews. But yeah, I remember there was one song that I liked by him. And then, like, everybody I met around that time, they're all like, oh, Dave Matthews is a shit, dude.
Oh, he's so cool.
And, like, 2 years later, everybody's like, oh, man, he completely sold out. Like, dude, they're a jam band. How do they sell out? How does a jam band sell out?
Same way Blues Traveler sells out. Except here's the difference. I don't actually know much about Blues Traveler. I just know that, you know, after they had a popular album, they lost their street cred on the jam band scene.
Fans are finicky, man. Yeah.
Dave Matthews, I just got so fed up with that.
I did too. There's other bands like that too. There's what was that other band? Vertical Horizon. I can't remember what they sung, but I just know the band's name.
Yeah.
They were all like big for like a second.
Yeah.
For like a minute. And you're like, did people actually like that? Like, did people actually like it? if there was a band that get like from that era that got back together now, and you're like, yes, because all those bands are like reuniting and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
They're all, you know, I don't know if Dave Matthews is still playing anymore, but a lot of those bands are like reuniting. I don't know anybody that would be like, oh, dude, Vertical Horizon's reuniting. I'm going to the show.
Yeah, no, me neither.
You know what kind of band they are now?
What?
I see it like, because I remember a few years ago, I went to this winery on this date
mm-hmm.
with this girl.
And Vertical Horizon was playing?
No.
Oh, okay.
But Lifehouse was playing.
Oh, there you go.
That's another one. That was the band I was thinking of, Lifehouse.
There you go.
They had that one big song. I'm hanging on a moment without you.
Yeah.
They had that one big song and that was it.
Yeah.
Those kinds of bands now play wineries.
Good for them. I mean, if you can make a living doing that, good for you, right?
Right. But then you're like, but they're just background music, you know, because people at the winery, I remember this. Like, I remember, I'm like, that band was big for like a minute and people were just walking around the winery talking and the band's playing like their background music. You know what I mean?
Yeah. But if you can just play your shit on autopilot and get paid for it at like a nice winery, why the fuck not?
Right. I'm not making fun of the musicians as far as, you know, making a living or whatever. I just think it's funny that people are like, oh, yeah, these guys are like the greatest ever.
Yeah, nobody dreams of the county fair circuit, right? Nobody is like, I'm going to be a rock star and one day I'll do the county fair circuit. But it's not a fucking bad gig.
All those 80s hair metal bands,
mm-hmm.
that's all they do now.
Yeah.
The fair circuit.
Yeah.
Like, they do weekend gigs, they leave their real life and go play rock star for. That's actually kind of a good way to make a living.
No shit, right?
Because it's not your main gig anymore, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's not like you're out on the road for, like, 14 months or whatever.
Right.
You go play the hits and then you go home.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that ain't bad.
That ain't bad.
Right? Unless you don't have any original members left.
Well, even...
And it's one guy that's, like, the original member and it's not the singer. It's the drummer.
Sometimes it's not even that. Sometimes it's like there's not a single original member left, but there they are doing their thing. And I'm like, hey, all these guys who couldn't write songs but could play a fucking instrument. There they are making a living. Good for them.
You know who's like that right now that I'm thinking about it? It's Foreigner.
Yeah, don't even know that band.
Really?
Yeah.
I want to know what love is.
I know that song. yeah.
That's Foreigner.
All right. Great band.
Classic rock band. They have like one original member left.
All right.
And they're doing they've been doing a farewell tour for like 3 years.
Good for them.
Milk it.
Fucking milk that shit. Do it, man. Fucking, I was thinking about going to see The Offspring. They were on tour this summer.
I know, dude. I would feel so bad. I'll tell you what, one of the best concerts I ever went to, probably when the album Americana came out. How long ago was that?
Americana came out in like 96.
96. I went and saw them at the Warfield in San Francisco.
Oh.
And it was a fantastic show. It was so good. And then they just started putting out these like crappy albums after that.
You know, the album directly after that, fucking Conspiracy One,
mm-hmm.
was such a dog shit album that it ruined it for me.
Right.
But they kept making music after that. And they weren't terrible.
No, they just released an album. I mean, they seem to, like, when I see them online, their tours seem to do well. So, I mean, good for them. There's still people that like The Offspring.
Yeah. I fucking listen to The Offspring at least once a month.
I haven't listened to
one of their albums.
I haven't listened to one of their albums in a long time.
Do you know what album I never listened to? But about a year ago, I went back to it just because I'm like, it can't be as bad as I remember.
Which one's
it? It was Conspiracy One.
Yeah.
So bad.
No, they had a couple stinkers.
Yeah.
In their catalog. They're a band that I actually know people like, though. You know what I mean? You see people with like Offspring bumper stickers. You know what I mean? You could see people that really like that band. Dude, you know what I mean?
Ixnay on the Hombre is still one of my favorite albums.
Good album.
Yeah.
It's a good it's a good cross between punk and like radio friendly rock. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But there's all those bands like God, people could not actually like that band.
Mm-hmm. No, I know what you mean.
I mean, boy bands I get because teenage girls.
And not just that, but like they for serious boy bands, they get the finest songwriters and producers yeah. in the world to create what is honestly some really great, if not like genuine music.
So I get that. I get how they could still be big today. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like I get how women still want to go see the first boy band they had a crush on when they were girls. I get
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
That I get. I just don't get bands like I just named them all. You know what I mean? Vertical Horizon, Lifehouse, yeah. all those bands.
You
like
didn't name all of them. You named 2% of them.
Well, I know there's so many more, but those bands that are like that I just don't believe people like them.
Yeah. I mean, somebody liked them enough to give them a fucking record deal.
And they sell millions of records on their first record.
Yeah. Or maybe it was their second record, but whatever it was after that, I mean, that was yeah, their peak.
That was their peak.
They had that one good record yeah. and that was their peak.
Yeah. You could be a band like Third Eye Blind and have your first record go big, sell millions of copies, and then the rest of your career, mediocre.
Yeah.
That's actually pretty good because, you know, you could play that first album every time you go out on tour and like, hey.
Fuck yeah, man.
We don't really need to put out a killer record. We've been living off of this first one for 12 years.
Yeah, there you go.
But it's just, yeah, it's crazy to me. Anyway, I think we're going to end that one.
Are we going to end that one?
Yeah, because I don't have any more bands to name.
All right.
I kind of feel like...
Did you have something besides bands? Did people really like it?
Well, we had the anchovy pizza.
Oh, yeah, I like anchovy pizza. But let me clarify.
Right.
It has to be a good fucking pizza without the anchovies.
Right.
For anchovies to actually work on that.
But would you ever eat anchovies just on their own?
Yeah.
I know guys that go and work out, like serious bodybuilders, yeah. that one of their pre-workout meals is anchovies.
Yeah.
They're disgusting.
Yesterday, I had something similar. I ate canned sardines.
Sardines don't seem so bad to me.
Well, sardines are fillets, right?
Right.
They take the good meat, they take out the bones and the guts and all that. Sardines, they basically fry a fish whole and put it in a can.
Yeah, I mean, that doesn't seem so bad to me. But yeah,
anchovies, they fry a fish whole and put yeah. it in, yeah. But yeah, sardines yeah. are, yeah.
So there was a TV show that was on. We could do like movies. Do people actually like those movies? I don't know. I'm kind of drawing a blank though on what that Scooby-Doo franchise they did.
Did they do more than one?
Yeah, they did like three of them.
Did they really?
Yeah.
I only remember that they did.
See, do people actually like them?
Well, enough for them to make three of them.
I don't think it was the people that wanted three of them.
Listen, you don't make number two if number one didn't make money and you're not confident that you can just ride that to the bank. And you don't make number three if number two didn't do the same.
You make number three because you want to do the same thing you did in number two, thinking that it'll just work.
Just an easy cash out. Yeah. You know what I heard was a terrible movie that made no sense, and obviously nobody gave a shit when they were making it.
What's that?
The whole thing is just a cash grab. The newest Jurassic Park movie.
Dude, I knew that from the beginning.
I didn't even know they were making a newest Jurassic Park movie. They could dish out for all the special effects and the Scarlett Johansson and all that, but they couldn't hire a guy to look for fucking plot holes. Right?
Yeah, it's not doing so good.
I wouldn't think so. But obviously the studio is like, it's Jurassic Park. It can't lose money.
How many times are you going to relaunch that movie? They've done it five times already. And we're not counting the sequels from the first one. Right? Because you had the original Jurassic Park.
Yeah.
You had, what, Jurassic World or Jurassic...
The Lost World.
Yeah.
Which was a genuinely good movie. Yeah, I think it's the best of them.
And then you have the third one, and I can't remember the name. And then you decide to relaunch it.
The third one, by the way, was a stinker.
Yeah. And then after that was a stinker, you decide to relaunch it.
Yeah.
With, what's his name? Chris Pratt. That doesn't do good.
Yeah. Oh, carrying the world's tiniest rifle, like that's going to help against dinosaurs. Right.
And then you decide, you're like, oh, well, it didn't work that time.
Actually, those movies made a buttload of money.
But this time.
They made three of them with Chris Pratt.
Did they?
Yeah.
I thought they only did one with him.
No, they made three of them. They made a buttload of money.
So they were like, oh, they're so successful with him. We could just put anybody in them.
Yeah. So they give Scarlett Johansson a call. They're like, listen, we're doing Jurassic Park again. And
this time it's different.
Yeah. This time it's different. We don't know how, but there will be dinosaurs. And you're going to be our big name now. but you can't just throw like a star at a franchise and assume it's going to go well.
Yeah.
I haven't seen the movie. I've only heard about it.
I heard it wasn't good.
And I heard nothing good about it.
Yeah. There's that one. What else do they try doing that with? Halloween, they tried relaunching a bunch of times.
Yeah.
But they finally got it right.
Mm-hmm.
Recently. But they try, it's like, dude, what are you doing?
But at least you don't have to spend $100 million to make a Halloween movie.
No, you don't.
Right? All you need is a rubber mask, a couple of stunt doubles, and some fake blood.
Fantastic Four. They keep trying to relaunch that.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to seeing that one. I'm looking forward to it. I haven't really heard anything about it yet.
Right.
I'm sure there's people who have said things about it. But what I really want to see is the new Superman movie.
I do, too.
I heard that's pretty great.
I heard it was good, too.
Yeah.
I really want to see that, too. I recently rewatched. I'm kind of in the middle of it right now, but I'm starting with Superman Returns from 2008.
Okay.
Which I think is an underrated Superman movie.
I've heard that from a few people.
Very underrated Superman movie.
Is that the one where the bullet explodes off his eye?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very underrated Superman.
Yeah.
And then I'll go back and I'll do the original Superman. And the one I've never really watched, though, is Man of Steel.
Which one was that?
The one with, what's his name? The guy that left the series. What's that guy's name?
What guy that left what series?
The guy that left the Witcher series.
Oh, Henry Cavill?
Yeah.
Oh, those were pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah. The Henry Cavill ones were pretty good.
Yeah, I've never watched them, so I'm interested in watching those.
Yeah, they're pretty good.
It's all my build-up to watch Superman.
All right, yeah.
That's how I like doing it. I did it with Captain America, and I was so disappointed by the new Captain America movie. It was a bummer. I mean, it was good, but I was bummed as a Captain America fan.
I get that. At least those are all the same, like continuing story.
Yeah, I think they tried to relaunch Captain America, though.
It's going to
lead into the new Avengers.
Yeah, no, it is, but it's still part of the Marvel Cinematic Universe. See, it's not like thing. We have this Superman and then we erase it and that's we have this Superman.
That's the other thing I don't like about these superhero movies. The universe.
I like the universe.
It's annoying because then you're like, oh, why did they make this movie? Oh, because it's part of that movie. Because it got so bad. They were doing all those Marvel Eternal movies and all that stuff.
Yeah.
And it was all part of this universe. But yeah. I don't give a shit about the Eternals.
Well, then you didn't have to go see the Eternals.
But if I wanted to know what was going on in the goddamn Marvel Universe, I had to watch it.
Not really.
That's my argument, though. I'm trying to
I get it. That's why, I watched the Eternals because I was like, hey, it's, I'm going into phase four or whatever.
Yeah.
Or the next the next multiverse, whatever the fuck I'm doing. It was an okay movie.
But all that stuff, man, it's like, why do you have so many universes? You don't need fucking different universes.
They only have the... Oh, you mean in the multiverse?
Yeah.
Well, it's the multiverse saga. You need literally... But the definition of the multiverse is more than one universe.
I get that.
So you need more universes.
But it doesn't work in movies, man.
Well, they have their Marvel Cinematic Universe. I think it's... They have a whole thing they're doing. And I think it, personally, for me, it's working.
I don't know. I'd be interested to see the new Doctor Doom movie when it comes out.
Yeah, me too.
So, I think that's about it.
Yeah.
I think that's our episode. What do you think?
No, that's
you got
good
any more?
No, we got Tsunami, we got Sugar Ray, we got Doctor Doom.
And ask yourself, do people actually like that? When you're around something that people like and you're like, really?
Yeah.
I don't know. Anyway. That's our episode. I hope you enjoyed it. Remember, until next time, people, don't be a dick.
Yeah.
Don't be a dick.
Don't be a dick.
All right. Yeah. Leave us a review.
All right. Bye.
Bye.